Mike Mandich joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. We are less than a month away from the 4th Annual Dolphin Cycling Challenge coming up, November 2nd and 3rd. And Mike, you've really done a great job kind of taking hold of this great event that raises money for the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. And we're kind of hitting the home stretch now, aren't we?
Absolutely. We're up here at Wayne Acres Ford tonight for a great event that Al Young hosts. We look to get, you know, close to 50 people to register, and we're excited because, yes, we are under 25 days until DCC4. Hard to believe that it's in its fourth year, but it's achieved so much in 4 years.
It's been incredible what it's done, the amount of money raised, and 100% of the money goes directly to Sylvester. Almost $4 million already raised from the Dolphin Cycling Challenge. Everybody can get details at ridedcc.com. The other great thing about the event, Mike, is that it doesn't really matter what kind of level cyclist you are. There's a little something for everybody, including kids.
Absolutely. We have a kids ride. We have rides of all skill levels from 13 miles up to 170 for your avid cyclist. And 100% of the funds raised by our riders goes to fund cancer research at Sylvester, which has locations in all three counties. And it's, again, a ride. It's a lot of fun. And you're doing something for this community because 100% of the dollars do stay here in South Florida. And big news is that we've surpassed earlier this week $1 million in fundraising so far for this year.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Unfortunately, this year I won't be able to ride, Mike, because I'll be out of town. But the year I did ride, man, it's the most amazing and so well put together, man. You talk about combining all three counties and the guys that ride through all three counties, man. How is that? You know, how much work goes into that? Obviously, it's year-round. I see you guys at the Touchdown Club between you and your brother Nick, and I saw Mark, and, of course, your mother Bonnie. I mean, that's just your family so far into this and so well behind this thing. It's got to take a lot to put on such an amazing event.
It does. It takes a year-round team of five people and then a team of four additional assistants for 7 months of the year. So we have nine full-time right now that are working. And not only that, I mean, but we're working 6 and 7 days a week at this point of the year because there's training rides on weekends, there's games in the evenings, there's the Dolphins games, we have UM games, you name it. We're out and about in this community as much as we possibly can because it's the only way this will continue to reach the mountaintop.
Troy, you know, is here, and how many miles are you doing this year, Troy?
I'm not sure, but you know, Mike, when you think about this ride and tell us some of the alumni that are potentially riding, and also kind of give us an idea of if there's any celebrities that have lent their celebrity to this cause as well.
Well, quite a bit actually. This year we're fortunate. IndyCar racer Ryan Hunter Ray is going to ride, and he was the Indy 500 winner from this year. He's going to ride the Boca 40. We have Zach Thomas riding the Boca 40. We'll have Goldie Hawn riding again this year. And, I mean, those are just to name a few. Joe Rose, Kim Bocamper, a lot of the CBS personalities are going to ride. Adam Cooperstein, and that's just from the media side of things. But we have a lot of great business folks, philanthropic people, and just great citizens that want to come out and just ride, have fun, and meet a few people along the way.
You know, Mike, I think the most amazing thing is at the end of that ride, I think you guys ride, they ride into the stadium. And that's got to be the most amazing thing with the special teams, people there, and the fans. You know, knowing that what you guys are doing is going for such a great cause.
Well, you were in the rarefied air of being able to play on that field, but for the 99.999% that don't ever make it to an NFL field, to have your likeness up on the Jumbotron, them announcing your name as you're crossing the finish line, and people are cheering for you. It's got a special emotion and energy and buzz that you know, sticks with you for a long time. And the excitement, you know, you have people, you know, with tears, because we had over 60 cancer survivors participate last year. You know, so a lot of them are going through some struggles, or their family is there in support of them. So you get a wide range of emotions that really takes over a special day where we expect over 4,000 people to enjoy the field celebration with on that Sunday.
Wow, really special stuff. Again, it's the Dolphin Cycling Challenge. It's not a race, no matter your level of capability on a bicycle. And everybody knows how to ride a bike, right? You can be involved in this thing. If you can't ride a bike, you can donate, and you can volunteer, and you can help in so many different ways. Again, through the first 3 years, already almost $4 million raised, 100% of which goes directly to the Sylvester Cancer Center for research right here in South Florida. The money stays home. The money goes to charity. Mike does a great job with it. They're on Facebook, and they're on Twitter, and they're on Instagram. The website is ridedcc.com. It's taking place this year, November 2nd and 3rd. 10 different rides to choose from, ranging from 13 miles to 170 miles. And Michael was just telling you about the tunnel arrival at Sun Life Stadium. Again, whether you're an avid cyclist, a casual rider, or you just want to help make a difference, this is a great way to do all of that. And they're hanging out tonight. The registration party happening at Wayne Acres Ford, 2000 10th Avenue North in Lake Worth. That address again, 2000 10th Avenue North in Lake Worth. Find out more about the Dolphin Cycling Challenge. Go to ridedcc.com. Mike, always appreciate it, man. Great job so far this year, and looking forward to seeing the final numbers again.
Oh, looking forward to it. OJ, Troy, thank you guys this evening. And we'll have a lot of fun here. And actually, well, if you happen to be in the area, the Team Ford is picking up the registration of $150. So
nice.
Stop on by, say hello, and have a beer with us.
That's awesome. Great stuff. Appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Michael Mandich on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.